Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, only Jesus, only Jesus. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess. Amen. This is Pastor Katisa. We just give God glory. We give him the honor. God is amazing, isn't he? And so we just thank God. Our scripture, before we go into prayer, is coming from 1 Peter chapter 3. Amen. And starting at verse 11, it says, they must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So God has given us, he's made us righteous in Christ Jesus. Jesus is our righteousness, amen. He took our place. And those who call on him, who call on the Lord in truth and call on Jesus shall be saved. And so we turn from evil and we do good. And we seek peace and pursue it. And the Lord, his eyes are on us, praise God, and his ears are open to our prayers. And so we are so highly blessed. We're highly blessed. And so we're going to go into our prayer time. And we praise God, only Jesus. That song was Only You, Jesus, by Ada, my sister from the continent of Africa. Amen. Specifically Nigeria, helping us lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise his name. So let us get started in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor this morning. God, you are amazing. God, you are wonderful. God, we bless your holy name. There is no one like you. You deserve the praise. You deserve the worship. You deserve the honor. You deserve to be exalted. Oh, Lord God, our Heavenly Father, who looks at us, as your children, amen, and you watch over us and you keep us. We are your sheep. We are your flock, amen. And God, we thank you that you care for us. You said, cast your cares on me because I care for you. And God, we care about what you care about. And your care is for the souls and salvations of people, amen, all over, God, your creation, your people. We are praying for you, Lord of the harvest. Send out laborers into the harvest field. Men, women, children, and youth to preach the gospel, to plant seeds, water seeds. And we know you are the one who makes the seeds grow. You are the one who makes the seeds grow. There is no one, amen, like you. Praise your name. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, we thank you right now as we are lifting up the nations and the continents, those who have not heard, those who have yet to hear the gospel. Oh, Father God, we know that it's your will, no one to perish, all to come to repentance. And so, and all those who are in darkness to come out and come to the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. And those who are in a valley of decision, make up their mind to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because today is the day of salvation. We pray for those who are already in the harvest field, your missionaries all over, Gospel of Asia, Grace Point Ministries in Africa. We know, God, you are with your people. God, helping us to have victories and overcome obstacles and challenges. You move the mountains. We speak to these mountains in the way of your people to move in the name of Jesus. All the needs supply for, because you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. You make provision for us. We thank you, Father God, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. We be filled with your Holy Spirit, filled with your love, because we know, Father God, your love is so great. You love the whole world. You sent your only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever believes in him will not perish, will not die, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah to your name. We give you the highest praise. Glory to you, God. You are also Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. You heal us, oh God. By the wounds of Jesus, we're healed. You heal cancer. You heal diabetes. You heal heart disease. You heal, Father God, rashes and aches and pains. And Father God, you rebuke the spirit of infirmity, amen, of suicide, depression over people, Father, in the name of Jesus, giving them a sound mind, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you heal mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Oh, Lord God, you are here. We look to you. We look to thee, Almighty God. We look to you because we know you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And God, we have great faith. We believe and trust in you. You are mighty. You are awesome. Thank you, oh God. We pray and lift up our children and youth, God, in this time. It's summertime here in the U.S. and children are getting out of school, so we are praying for their we're praying for their protection, Father God. We're praying for their guidance. We're praying for wisdom for you, from you. We pray, God, that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. A little child shall lead them, can lead parents, grandparents, and others, their siblings, their peers. Father God, we thank you right now for a great revival to take place. You want us to be revived. You want us to turn toward you and call on you in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, you're great. You're awesome. You're wonderful. We thank you so much, oh, Lord God. God, we bless your holy name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, all of Israel, to be saved. That is your word, Lord God. We know that you are true. You're not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you should repent. So these things shall manifest. Your word shall come to pass. And, oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, as we are watching, we are waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to return. We know that that will be fulfilled. For it is your word of truth. Oh, Father God, let your saints be praying that we'll be able to stand before the Son of Man, that we'll be able to escape the things that are about to take place in these end times and end days. Oh, Father God, that we will have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And Lord God, we'll just be continuously on our watch in prayer, amen, and thanksgiving and glorifying you with our life. Thank you for forgiveness of our sins, washed in the blood of Jesus and removed, Father God, not held against us, but God, you move them as far as this east is from the west, and we know that they cannot meet. Oh, God, we give you glory now. We give you praise. We pray for the nations, praying for the kings, and we're praying for those in authority, our president here, President Obama. We pray, Father God, for the prime ministers and those in authority of the nations, and God, that we may live a peaceable and quiet life and with all godliness and holiness, and to you be the glory and to you be the praise. God, we thank you right now, God, as you break every chain, Lord God, off of your people. You setting the captives free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God, you're breaking every obstacle. You're breaking everything that hinders people. Their minds are becoming unblinded so they can really understand the times that we are living in. Father God, that people will not be slumbering and sleeping and weighed down by anxieties of life, and really have their focus off of you and your word and the fulfillment of it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now as we come to you, God, that you have your ears attentive to our prayers and your eyes are on us. Oh, Lord God, we are blessed people, your children, who are called by your name. So, God, as we come to a close to our prayer on today, we just thank you for answer to prayer. We thank you, Father God, for, hallelujah, for touching in a mighty way, and that your blood of Jesus is on the saints, the blood of Jesus, and angels are camped about us, because you send ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation. So we bless you all today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I praise God for you. I praise God for all our listeners, those who are tuning in. Amen. You are, amen, agreeing with us in prayer, and we thank you that God answers. Be blessed. Testify about the goodness of God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Have an awesome day. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. Be blessed. Amen.